Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Tzadi Beis, Baba Kama 92a, pagination is 183, starting from the Mishnah, about 8 lines from the top. Afapushu no sein lo, even though you've made the necessary payments, these may be the necessary payments regarding boshes, embarrassment, or perhaps the necessary payments regarding any personal damage, where the person himself was damaged, a nimchalo, the person who did the damage is not forgiven, ad sheyivakesh mimenu, until he requests forgiveness from the one that he damaged. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Parshas Vayera, ve'ata, and now, hashev eshes, return the wife of Avraham. Avimelech was told to Avraham, return her, and v'yispalo badcha, he should daven for you, which implies that you're going to do something to him to the point that you've not just fixed the theft, the kidnapping that you've done, that you've taken Sarah from Avraham, but you're going to do something to him or for him, to the point that he would actually daven for you, meaning you will be mefayis him, you will appease him, you'll do what's necessary to obtain his forgiveness. And indeed, we find that in the dialogue between Avimelech and Avram, Avimelech gives Avraham gifts, and following that, Avram davens for him. The Mishnah continues, Uminayin she'imlo machalo shehu achzori. How do we know that if the person who was wronged doesn't forgive once he's been asked to forgive, that that's considered cruel to hold the grudge? Shenemar vayispal Avram elu elukim vayirpar elukim es Avimelech vigomer, that indeed Avram accepted the request and davened for Avimelech, to the point that Avimelech was healed. There's a lot to do here. Let's start with the first statement, that forgiveness has to be requested. So the Rambam in Chovel Omazik, Perek Hey, Halacha Tes, tells us, Ein adam mazik chaveiro begufo lemazik b'mamono. There's a difference whether you did damage to somebody in his physical body as opposed to wronging him in his assets. Shehamazik mamon chaveiro, if you've damaged the person's money, once you've paid up, you're done. Avo chaval b'chaveiro, but if you've damaged him personally, even though you've paid the 5 payments, Ein mischaperlo, that's not enough for atonement. Ad sheyivakesh min hanechval v'yimchalo, until the person will forgive, because you requested it. Now, presumably, it is possible that a person damages someone else's property, and there is an element that has to be forgiven if it was an insult, etc. But the basic case of damaging the person's property does not involve a special mechila, and the basic case of damaging a person himself does involve a special mechila. Now, the second part of the Mishnah stated that indeed Avram was appeased and he forgave, and therefore we have a term, achzori. A person is considered cruel if he doesn't emulate the way of Avraham. Now, interestingly, Avram actually davened for Avimelech. It doesn't say clearly in our Mishnah that that's obligatory. But the basic concept of forgiving, that's something that we can learn from Avram, that a person shouldn't hold a grudge. Rachmonim, we have mercy. We don't hold on to it that the person should be punished, but instead we leave go. In Shulchan Aruch Choshen Mishpat, Tav Chaf Beis Aleph, an interesting wording is used. Kevin Shebikesh, once he requested the Mechila, V'nischanen lo, he entreated to him, once, twice, V'yadua shu shav mecheto, and it's clear that he has returned from his sin, V'nichem al mira'oso, and he has charata, regret, for that which he did wrong, Yimcholo, he should already forgive him, and that's the correct way to handle it. There is an interesting dynamic which sometimes occurs where the person asking mechila has not really been shav mecheto v'niche meira'oso. He hasn't really done tshuva and doesn't really regret. Sometimes we find the person asking mechila, I quote, "I don't want issues on my plate during Yomim Noroim. Can you just be meichel me? It'll clear my conscience." End quote. And what becomes delicate over there is that the person hasn't really regretted and asked mechila because they sense that they wronged the other person. They just want a self-serving mechila. And it's not clear that that's truly the status of asking mechila. Moving on into the Gemara, the two statements that I'd like to highlight this morning. One of them, 5 lines down in the wide. Ben Noach Sheneherag, a non-Jew that committed one of the key violations that B'nai Noach, Noahide laws, that they are bound by, is going to be in violation even if he thought such activity had no prohibition. Shahaya lo limod velo lamad, because he should have learnt and he didn't. And that level of expectation of humanity exists, that the person is supposed to study, search for the truth in this world. This is related to the statement of Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman in Agados, the first chapter, where he points out that all of Emuna is something that the greatest of the wise people, philosophers, grappled, is there a God? And a bar and bas mitzvah child is expected to indeed believe. And Rabbi Elchanan says that if a person searches out, these things are obvious and known, that there is a creator to the world, just like there's a creator to this table and to this chair. Someone has to craft it if it has intelligent design. And it's only because the person chooses not to that they're ignoring that truth. And this perhaps is taking it even a step further. Now that you know there's a creator, you're supposed to find out what the laws of this world are. The Rambam in Hilchas Malachim, 10th Perek, Halacha Aleph, writes, Ola al libo shadover zamutter. He goes around thinking it's permitted. It's allowed to have these immoral relationships, or whatever one of the Noahide laws it is, that's considered a violation that's not shigoga. It's not considered a mistake. It is the responsibility of a person to know at least these basic rules of morality. Now, because our goal here is not just to teach Torah and discuss it, but also sometimes to give a little strategy as to how to succeed, which is the goal of the Talmud as well, and that's where we get it from. So on Amud Beis, on the 4th line, we make quick reference to the importance of breakfast. The Gemara tells us a quote, Shitin ruhute rahut, there could be 60 people chasing a person, velomatu, and they won't reach him. Why are we, what kind of person are we referring to? Ligavro de mitzafra korach, a person who ate breakfast. He ate the morning meal. And that's a basic strategy, however we observe it, to make that effort to indeed eat in the morning, as that gives the person strength for the entire day. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.